World updates from the Oval.
Britain accused Russia of being behind a massive and ongoing cyber hack aimed at stealing from Western pharmaceutical companies and academic institutions doing research into coronavirus vaccines and treatment therapies. Shamima Begum, who was one of three East London schoolgirls who fled to Syria to join the extremist Islamic State group in 2015, has won a legal battle to be allowed to come home to challenge the government's decision to strip her of her British citizenship. Three French police members have been charged with manslaughter over the asphyxiation death of a delivery man who was pinned to the ground by arresting officers in January. Cedric Chauviat, 42, died in hospital 2 days after a heated exchange with police officers who held him down, still wearing his scooter helmet, for about 20 seconds after his arrest near the Eiffel Tower in Paris. After big hacks of several politicians and celebrities' Twitter handles, the microblogging site's shares dropped by 4%. Dozens of the biggest names in America, including presidential candidate Joe Biden, former President Barack Obama, Kanye West, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and many others, posted similar messages on Twitter, which was all a scam, the result of one of the most brazen online attacks in memory. The European Court of Justice has thrown out a deal that had allowed tech companies to transfer European Union users' data to the United States. However, transfers may continue using a different mechanism. In a case brought against internet giant Facebook, the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg ruled that the data transfer agreement, privacy sealed, failed to adequately protect Europeans' data from US surveillance and security laws and was therefore invalid. Data is the new oil. We've all heard of it. But perhaps coronavirus pandemic might change this perspective. Its vaccine is still not invented, but superpower nations are vying in one another and this scuffle is perhaps taking a sordid turn. What happened on Thursday, you'll know in the podcast. A lot changes in a day and so we must know it. Hello friends, you have tuned into The World As We Know It, presented by The Oval, a daily news capsule of updates from around the world. So let's get started with all that happened on 16th of July, starting the updates with the largest continent of the world, that is Asia. Torrential rains and monsoon caused huge floods in the eastern part of India and forced more than a million people in precarious shelters. 10 people in three Indian provinces, Assam, Bihar, and Jharkhand, lost their lives and more than 70 were injured. 30 people have died while more than hundreds have been displaced on the island of Sulawesi of Indonesia due to flash floods and landslides. Indonesia Search Rescue Agency spokesman Yusuf Latif said that 15 people are still missing. Another district, Luwu, is also badly hit by floods. South Korea launched an investigation into Kim Yo Jong, sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, for blowing up a liaison office last month. North Korea's Army Chief General Park Jong-chol was also named in the investigation along with Kim Yo Jong, who served as the first Vice Department Director of the ruling Workers' Party's Central Committee. Pakistan validated licenses of 166 pilots working in foreign nations amid a scandal involving dubious flying certificates, which caused a global alert. A plane crashed in Karachi and 97 people died in May, and in the inquiry reports, it was revealed that pilots were not following standards or procedures. Two Indonesian policemen were jailed for an acid attack on an anti-corruption journalist, Novel Baswedan, in 2017. Baswedan lost an eye in the acid attack while he was working on a corruption case. Rehmat Kadir threw the acid on Baswadin and faced 2 years jail, and his motorbike accomplice Ronnie Bogis was jailed for 1.5 years. India may lose another key project in Iran after losing a key rail project in southeastern Iran along the border with Afghanistan. India's Ministry of External Affairs in a statement on Thursday said Iran would develop the Farzad B gas field in the Persian Gulf region on its own and might engage India appropriately at a later stage. After South Korea's Supreme Court gave a judgment in Lee Jae-myung, the governor of Gyeonggi province, he became eligible to contest in the next presidential election in 2022. He was convicted in 2019 of abuse of power and lying about his attempt to incarcerate his brother in a mental hospital in 2012 by an appellate court. Let's move on to the next continent, Americas. Hundreds of students in Detroit protested in support of a 15-year-old girl, Grace, who was sent to juvenile detention at the end of the school year for not completing her online school assignments during the COVID-19 pandemic. Grace studies at Groves High School in Birmingham and had her probation revoked by a judge in May after repeated violations of her probation. A second federal execution was conducted in the USA within a week. Ira Purke was put to death for raping and killing a 16-year-old girl before burning and dumping her body in a septic pond. Before Purke, the first one to be convicted was Daniel Lee, after a 17-year hiatus in the nation. The US Supreme Court denied to subvert a federal appeals court's decision that Florida residents convicted of felonies can't vote in the national elections if they don't pay off their all fines and fees in their cases. Thursday's decision further delays a resolution of the issue, which voting rights advocates say could threaten some voters' ability to go to the polls in the November 3 national elections. Riots and protests continued across Chile against the bill in which citizens are allowed to withdraw 10% of retirement savings under Chile's pension fund administrations. The country's pension system, which has been critiqued for low payouts, was at the center of mass protests late last year in Chile. Donald Trump has sacked campaign manager Brad Parscale and replaced him with Bill Stepien. In the lead up to the change, the US president's relationship with Parscale had become increasingly strained. Meanwhile, the USA has extended its border restriction with Mexico until August 21 due to COVID-19 pandemic. Well, friends, if you want to listen to updates from all around the world in very quick time with just your earphones or even your speakers plugged in, so please follow, subscribe, and like our posts on Spotify, Google Podcast, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Telegram, YouTube, and all other social media platforms with username @OvalTheGlobal, where you can have more information about the world while you do other things also. You know how to use social media in knowledgeable and productive ways, so just go to @OvalTheGlobal. Let's move on to the next continent, Europe. On Thursday, UK and Russia were much in news as the former accused the latter of meddling in the 2019 general elections by illegally securing and leaking sensitive documents about United Kingdom and United States free trade talks online. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab told the parliament, on the basis of extensive analysis, the government has concluded that it is almost certain that Russian actors sought to interfere in the 2019 general election through the online amplification of illicitly acquired and leaked government documents. He further talked of the trade deal, saying sensitive government documents relating to the UK-US free trade agreement were illicitly acquired before the 2019 general elections and disseminated online via the social media platform Reddit. On the other hand, it goes without saying that Russia has denied the claims. A foreign ministry spokesperson said the British leadership is again stepping on the same anti-Russian rake and thus not only further undermines bilateral relations with Moscow but also its own authority. Poland's main opposition challenged the result of last week's presidential election, which declared incumbent Andrzej Duda elected for a second term. The party Civic Platform, that is PO, accused Duda of breaking the law and filed an appeal with the Supreme Court asking for the invalidation of the poll. Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which oversees democratic processes, said the vote had been tarnished by biased coverage on state television. Nieuwegen, a Dutch town, called an end to ties with its twin Puławy in eastern Poland after the latter established itself as an official gay-free zone. The municipality, 80 miles from Warsaw, is one of 100 that vowed to discourage tolerance and avowed providing financial assistance to organizations working to promote equal rights. Statue of a Black Lives Matter protester erected in the English city of Brussels in place of the statue of a 17th century slave trader was removed. The statue of demonstrator John Redd was placed before dawn on Wednesday without the approval of city authorities. The Hans Egede statue in Nuuk, Greenland, made news lately as citizens in Greenland are voting on whether to keep it or not. The statue is of a Danish-Norwegian missionary, which is often perceived as a symbol of Danish colonialism. Italy on Thursday imposed a travel ban on three more Balkan nations, Kosovo, Serbia, and Montenegro. With this, Italy's list of high-risk countries now contains 16 nations. Travelers who had been in these countries in last 14 days will not be permitted in Italy. Let's move on to the next continent, Africa. Gabon got its first female Prime Minister, Madame Rose Christiane Osuka-Reponda, after President Ali Bongo Ondimba officially named her. She will replace Julien Kogge Bekele, who had been in the position since January 2019. Nigeria's military announced that hundreds of terrorists part of the Boko Haram group have surrendered and accepted to undergo rehabilitation. A military spokesperson, Major General John Enench, said that as many as 602 terrorists surrendered. Ethiopia told Sudan that it has not started filling the contentious dam and the reports claiming so are false. Sudan's foreign ministry said Ethiopia informed them that they are not filling the reservoir of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. The issue was sparked by a statement from Selassie Bekele, Ethiopia's water minister, on Wednesday, which gave the impression that Ethiopia had started filling the dam. He, however, then stated that was said was erroneous reporting. Stepping up its efforts to fight the Ebola virus in Democratic Republic of Congo, the WHO said it has deployed over 70 experts in the country's Equator province. There are so far 54 cases, out of which 21 are diseased and 14 recovered from the virus. The WHO on May 14th and the Democratic Republic of Congo government declared the country free from the 10th outbreak of the epidemic. An arrest warrant was issued against ex-Prime Minister Abeyomi Kodjo. The former Prime Minister from 2000 to 2002, Kodjo had refused to appear in court on July 10, saying that he feared for his life. Now move on to the next region, Middle East. Syria is set for the parliamentary elections to be held this Sunday, which will be held across 70% of territory under government control. The legislative polls will be the country's third since the start of the war in 2011. The elections will see some 2,100 candidates, including prominent businessmen, competing for 250 seats. However, the elections held every 4 years, and so far, always won by Assad's Ba'ath Party and its allies, were due in April but twice postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and his Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed issues of the mutual interest, including 2015 nuclear deal and developments in Syria. The deal was signed between Iran and P5+1, including the US, UK, France, China, Russia, and Germany. However, the US withdrew from the agreement in 2018. An Israeli court rejected an appeal on the imprisonment of a Palestinian resistance icon, Sheikh Raed Salah. The court said the Salah, the head of the Islamic movement in Israel, would start his imprisonment sentence for 28 months on August 16. Salah on November 24th of 2019 was charged on several counts, including incitement to terrorism and supporting a banned group. Libya denounced Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, president of Egypt, for recent comments suggesting Cairo could arm Libyan tribes against the internationally recognized government. Libyan Foreign Ministry spokesman Muhammad al-Kabalawi criticized a recent statement by Sisi as blatant interference in Libyan internal affairs. @OvalTheGlobal. Just type this username in your every social media account and you can get more world's updates on just one media platform and even within 30 minutes. If you liked our content, please like, follow, subscribe, and more importantly, share it with people you know. So sharing of knowledge is equally important with all its knowing. Check out and follow our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Telegram, and other social media accounts with the handle @OvalTheGlobal. Share it with your people, and also if you have any suggestions, be our guest. We hear over the comments. Thanks a lot for listening to us. Keep reading and keep knowing, because only knowing cures most of our problems. And keep sharing this show with people.